ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. The final preseason game for the Titans is here in 2023. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. TD, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. TD, the quarterbacks tomorrow, and we'll get to the Tannehill part of this here in just a few minutes, looking ahead to the regular season. But with Malik Willis, the outing he had last week against Minnesota, number one, what did you think of how Malik Willis played? And number two, how do you think the Titans handle quarterback tomorrow with Will Levis back on the practice field this week?
Yeah, I think he played okay. There were some throws that he could definitely have back, some decisions that I'm sure that he would like to change. But I think when you look overall, he continued to show some of the things that you wanted to see as far as a guy who isn't a run first quarterback. And he said that he stayed in the pocket a little bit longer. He was trying to hang around and give everybody else a chance to make plays, which was a good thing. He didn't flee the pocket too early. He was going through his reads, so that was good. There were a couple good throws, like the one that Julius Chestnut for the touchdown, but the throw to Westbrook and Kenny on the dig and the interception, you know, those are the kind of things that you don't want to have, especially the interception. Even though it was a good player making a good play on the other side of the ball, if you're going to be a backup, you want to go in and be able to, you know, keep things rolling and not have to worry about turnovers. So overall, I think it was an opportunity missed for him because he could have really seized control of that backup spot. And now going into tonight, you know, I think Will Levis, I think he should probably get the bulk of the snaps. I would say, you know, something along the lines, if they could get 65 to 70 snaps, I would say it should be, you know, probably like 40-25, something along those lines to give Levis an opportunity to work the bulk of the game.
So, TD, every year we talk about this with guys who excel, like in camp, or they excel in games or both, whatever. Sometimes it's like, hey, that's, you know, really good. You did it mostly against twos and threes. Let's not go overboard with it like a Mason Kinsey in past years, who's gotten better, by the way. I think he's got his chance. But yeah, a guy who I'm really interested in, TD, is Caleb Murphy. We had a little talk in the text line earlier. You know, there aren't, you know, everybody's cut at once. There aren't really that many signings off waivers to active rosters. But I look at him and I'm like, man, I feel like he really has something to offer. And that it could be a possible loss if you put him on waivers. I don't know that he's ready to come in and help this team right now, but I feel like there's a lot there with him. Like, what do you think it would look like if they did put him on waivers? And do you think he's a 53 guy?
Well, first off, I don't think they put him on waivers. And if he does go on waivers, he'll get snapped up quickly. And he put on a good display, especially against the Vikings. If you go back and you watch that game, not only did he have two sacks, and that second sack, man, where he really showed the pass rush plan, man. Like, he showed, okay, you know what, I'm going to give you an outside rush. All right, you want to ride me down and let me run out the play? I'm going to spin back inside. I'm going to sack your quarterback. That's advanced pass rushing. So he did a great job there. But then you watch, he set the edge on the one play where Eric Garrard came on and made the tackle. And then you watch him run down the line and make a tackle on the other side of the line for a minimal gain. And those are the types of things that you want to see from a guy, especially when scrapping for a rock. You know, he's playing out there like it's his last game, and you saw that. And I think when you look at a guy like Murphy, who, I'll be honest with you, I said before OTAs, I said this is going to be the undrafted free agent that makes the roster. He's a guy I really liked watching. It wasn't the best quality film, you know, but you got to see a lot of stuff from him. You know, coming from a D2 school, you don't always get the best quality film. But, yeah, I mean, any guy that gets 25 sacks in the season, I don't care what league he's playing in, you need to take notice. And I think he makes the roster.
TD, why do you think kicker continues to be such a problem for the Titans? And what do you make of the Badgley move? How big of an issue do you think the kicking carousel that continues could be for the Titans as they get into the regular season?
Yeah, I think they really thought they had something in Trey Wolf and Shudak. Mainly Wolf, I think they thought they had something with him. And it just has been one of those things where...
Have we lost TD?
Like,
we'll see if we can get TD back on the line with us. You know, even the kickers are causing so many problems, Joe, that it kicks TD off the line. It's ridiculous.
Can you hear me?
Jared, I called Jared a coward earlier, but actually that was unfair. He's probably spying on our.
We do not have TD back. We'll effort to get TD back on the phone and get him back with us here on the program. But I will say, I said it earlier in Call Your Shot Friday, I'm talking about the kickers until they make me have a reason not to talk about them. So I'll be watching Badgley closely tonight, Rex Road.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, look, there is absolutely no doubt that this is critical. I mean, you called the shot of 240 plus and a missed PAT.
Yep.
My question is that like, does that get him zapped? You know, I don't know. I feel like he's got to be darn near perfect. I don't know what, like, the next plan is, but I do think there are some guys out there who are better than him. Now, they're older, so, you know, sometimes performance falls off and you'd rather have a younger kicker. I mean, he's an 81.7% guy in his career, so I don't know. It feels like he's a placeholder right now. Now, he did hit every field goal in the kicking session inside the other day, which is a good start.
That is a good start. Nice to see him rebound that way, but can he do it when the game is on, the pressure's on, all those things? It would be so nice to get to the regular season, Joe, and then I'll have to talk about that. Let's welcome TD back into the program. TD, sorry we got disconnected there for just a second, but your thoughts on the Titans kicking situation moving forward.
Yeah, well, I think they missed an opportunity when Brandon McManus went on waivers. He's the guy that they probably should have signed. You know, at 32 years old, he was a consistent kicker, and I think that would have solved their issues. Now they're continuing to be on the carousel. I think Michael Badgley, he came in and had a rough day. Then he kicked and made everything. He was 10 out of 11, and the one miss was from like 53 yards. So maybe he is that guy. I don't know. But, you know, with him being a veteran and him being on the roster, they're going to have to make sure that he, you know, his contract is going to be guaranteed. So we'll see what happens there. I think they could watch some of the competitions. The Patriots competition is one that I would focus on, and there's an opportunity that, you know, they could get a young guy out of there.
Okay, TD, so Jimmy Wyatt put out his six things and to watch, and he says his hunch is that we're going to see Ryan Tannehill get a series or two. Like, I have kind of discounted that as, you know, as a possibility, and I don't think I would do that. But if Jimmy Wyatt says he has that hunch, I got to take that seriously. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, if he has that hunch, it's coming from a good place. So I wouldn't be surprised. My one would be Harold Landry playing. But, you know, my thing is if Tannehill plays, and I get it, he hasn't seen the field in quite some time because, you know, he ended the season on IR. But I'm just not so sure what, you know, nine snaps or so would give him. But, I mean, look, I don't know if you watched the Colts game last night, Colts and the Eagles, but Anthony Richardson played the full, pretty much the first half. And I know you're going rookie versus veteran, but still,
right,
you know, there's other teams who are having their quarterbacks play in the final game. So we'll see.
TD, what do you think the Titans do at wide receiver with Kyle Phillips out for seemingly the first couple of weeks? And we'll see what the status of Treylon Burks looks like for the regular season.
Yeah, well, I think Burks plays in the season opener. But in the meantime, one of the things you got to look at, and Jared, I talked about this with Jared yesterday, is the fact that, you know, if you can practice, you see Burks, Chris Moore, and DeAndre Hopkins, all three of those guys are they're moving around. You know, you got Marshawn Lattimore against the Saints, and I would imagine that they'll have him in cat coverage with Hopkins. So, you know, you could offset by having those three guys move around as opposed to having a dedicated slot receiver. And then you always have the option of a Kyaris Jackson or Mason Kinsey holding that place for Kyle Phillips until he comes back. And we know that they double as slot guys as well as punt returners. So that's an option that I think they could do.
Well, yeah, I thought it was interesting with Vrabel talking about Eric Guerra and the return, the value he might add as a returner too, which of course then that would, to me, probably take Kinsey out of the equation, right? I don't know. I mean, I still think Kinsey could be a decent understudy at the slot in there for a little bit of time and give them something. But what about Guerra?
Yeah, I got Guerra on the roster. He's on my 53, man. I love the way that he plays, man. Just undersized but scrappy. He's feisty. He fights all the way through the tuck, you know, and he had a pass breakup that was a good example of that. So I told him, I said, watch Antoine Winfield. And I said, not Antoine Winfield is in the league now, his dad. And he laughed, but he knew of Winfield. I said, that's who you remind me of. You know, just one of those small DBs that loves to throw themselves in the mix. And then, again, he does give you that return ability too. And I think, you know, just him being a tryout guy and parlaying that into a roster spot, man, no, that's a great story, you know. So it's good to see that.
Well, TD, looking forward to the game coming up tonight, the final game of the preseason, and then regular season football is here before we know it. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can check it out every Friday morning at 8 o'clock here on the program. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, look ahead to the final preseason game coming up tonight. How should the Titans handle the quarterback position? We'll get into all that and more coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.